So we're moving closer now towards Mincha Shabbos. And we're speaking now about this man post the Suda. And so in these summer months, there's a lot of time between the end of the Suda and Mincha and Shabbos. So what do we do during that time? So says the Magen Avram, quoting the Imek HaMelech, I had to bring it. Imek HaMelech maybe Shabbos, Yesh Lishan B'Shabbos. The Imek HaMelech says, it's good to take a nap on Shabbos afternoon. What's the source of that? The Ari. You see here in Shara Kavonis, Hashena B'Shabbos, Ki Toiva El HaTzadikim. Note that sleeping on Shabbos is good for Tzadikim. We'll see where this is going. Ki Ein Davar Ra Shalit B'Yam Shabbos, Ki Shabbos is a day where there's no Ra. Ve'ein Chashash Yafsid Eze Ibur Nishmas Eze Tzadik Lai De'Hashena. So now what does that mean? So the Ari explains that taking a nap during the day, during the week, could be dangerous. Why? Because a person has neshamas every night when he goes to sleep and he wakes up in the morning. There are neshamas which he may be impregnated with. In Kabbalah, it's called the Ibur neshama. When a person goes to sleep, it may leave him and he get new ones in its stead. So that risk is not present on Shabbos. Va'adraba, efshe sheyarviach v'yamshach imo eze Ibur neshama tzadik. It may be good for you that you may be a conduit for a very heilig neshama to come down. So therefore, the Ari said, it's good to sleep after eating on Shabbos lunch, Suda. Rav Chaim Vital says that the Ari did so, 2 to 3 hours the Ari would sleep on Shabbos afternoon. That's mechlal oynik Shabbos. Right? Sounds good. We're going to see a little bit when we come to the stories what type of a shluf the Arizal had on Shabbos Kodesh. So the next Mar Malkum is going to help us understand how to properly teach this Ari. So says the Shari Tshuva, quoting the Birka Yosef, which is the Chida. The Birka Yosef quotes the Chida, the Ari, as saying that he would sleep 2 or 3 hours on Shabbos. And he writes in Machzik Bracha, which is another sefer of the Chida, Sherabim Mekayim Minagari. Many people are Mekayim this Ari to sleep 2 to 3 hours Shabbos afternoon. Umiyiteni Mekayim Usharhan Agoyis of Arhazor Sukhi Kodeshem. Halavai, people should be Mekayim all the other inyanu of the Ari HaKodesh. Right? So to sleep 2 to 3 hours Shabbos afternoon, I'm knowing like the Ari. But everything else, it's hard to be knowing like the Ari. So says the Mishnah Berurah, he takes a stand on this, and this is in the middle of his words, and we'll see a little bit more from the Chidushi of the Meiri on Shabbos, where he's heading with this. So he says, Mikol Makom says the Chafetz Chaim, Lo Yarbu B'Bishenu Yoyisi Midayim. Okay, sleeping, Shena B'Shabbos, Tainik, of course. However, Shali Evyenuli De Bittol Torah, shouldn't bring a person to Bittol Torah. That even Talmidei Chachamim, who are Loimei Kol HaShavua, the whole week, we'll see what that means when we get to the Meiri, Shemitzvah Shitzangu B'Yoyisa, that they have an Inyan of Onik Shabbos, perhaps more than a regular balabas, ain't a perish yivlu kolayim b'tanugim. It doesn't mean that they're going to indulge the entire day in physical tanug. Rak yimshichu yoyse b'tanug mishab ni'adun, that they should delight themselves in those tanugim more than the average person. So it's now here we have something from the Gra. So it's Isus from Akdoshim, that we know that no trick on Shabbos is shein b'Shabbos tanug, as we've seen many times when we spoke about the Shabbos night sleep, the kayalim ha'tayra. Okay, so they teach in Tzarek V'doshim that Shena here doesn't mean sleep. It's Shena Milashan V'shinantam Levanecha, which is the Lashon Alim Haratayra, which is the Tainik HaGadol B'yoresav Yom HaShabbos. Right? Shena, but not Shena. V'isav Adiv Eliyahu, that they once asked the Vilna Gaon, Maduin Einam Arba Lishom HaShabbos Kodesh. Doesn't it say Shena B'Shabbos Tainik? So why don't you sleep more on Shabbos? They asked the Gaon. V'heishiv, the Kevin Shekaru Tanuk, Ein Roy Lahabris Bai. Since it's called a tanig, you shouldn't have so much of it. Like we find by the Chuki HaTeva, when a person comes to eat dessert, he can only have a little bit of it. Right? He has a spoonful. By nowadays, we have a little more than a spoonful, but it's not the actual meal. So the meat and potatoes, the mashal of Shabbos Kodesh, should be the Torahs and the Tfilas. And so the tanig, which is the dessert, okay, abyssal is shluf. But that's a tanig, and you can't have too much of it. Take a look at the Chiddush Meiri. So he quotes a Yerushalmi. So he says, the mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos is very great. The Yerushalmi says, B'mem Angay. How does a person have Tainik Shabbos? So quotes two opinions. One says, B'shena, sleep, and the other one says, Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says, Loi pligi, kan b'talmid, kan b'balabos. That's the Gemara. Now he quotes his Rebbeim, U'pishu b'raboisai, my Rebbeim teached that the Talmud is Ma'anik in Talmud Torah. It means like a Talmud Chacham. But the Balabah says Ma'arig in Shena. Me'iri comes and says Pum Fakert. Vani Omer Hippochadvarm Shahat Talmud Shashina Kola Shavua. That a Talmud who learns Torah the whole week, he's Mekayim Tainug of Shabbos Kodesh by sleeping. That his mind shouldn't be worn out from all the work during the week. So it's a covered Shabbos and an oinig Shabbos for him to rest. But a balabas that he's oisik the whole week in his asakim and masa umatan, so he needs to be ma'anik himself with Talmud Torah. We spoke about this, I think, on a few occasions already, this chiluk. But what we see here is that there's shena and that there's shina. That there's learning and then there's sleeping. And Shabbos should be. What's different about Shabbos, that a person either, by a Talmud Chacham, that he elevates, since he's osik in Ruchni the whole week, he elevates the physical to be Ruchni, or by a person who's involved in the physical the whole week, so then it becomes a day of Ruchnius, because Shabbos is a day, as the Zohar says, Yoymed Araisa, Yoymed Nishmasa. That's the type of a day it is, so no matter, even if a person is in the physical world in Shabbos Kodesh, it's only for a person who's a very higher person, that he's able to be Malded that Gashmis into being Ruchnius. Moving forward, to complete this Shabbos afternoon time, take a look at the Zohar Kodesh and Parshas Vayakal, the top middle column. A person who busies himself with other things, worldly things. That's called Chilul Shabbos. Right? In Primei Satar, there's a different gather, a hashkafa gather of what it means Chilul Shabbos. But lesli chulka ba'amak di Yisrael, very harsh words, he doesn't have a chilik in Klal Yisrael. Train malachim imanan al dabu yamid shabsa. We know from the Gemara on Shabbos that there are Friday night malachim, two of them. He says in the Zohar now, Reb Shimon says that on Shabbos day there are also two malachim who are appointed during that time. V'inyan shavu yedein al reshe, they place their hands on his head. V'amru, and they say, V'lai l'planya d'lesi chokam b'kut shabichu. Woe to this person that he doesn't have a chelik with kut shabichu. V'al daboy l'shtadla, it's a day that we need to be what? Mishtadl and Slaysa and Tfila, Bishirim and Sishbach and Domarehon, and by singing Takodesh Baruch Hu, which is the Zmiros and Psaki the Zimra, with the Shtadl Biaraisa. Learning and being Isaac and Tyre. Now, Shabbos in the afternoons can also turn into a time for people to take walks and to be Mevalo the Zman, and it can lead to like what I have seen in different, you know, communities, unfortunately, is that there becomes tarivis of boys and girls, especially in communities which are not so careful about these things. So it says the Drashas Chaim Sofer, it's very harsh words for that, obviously. Habatala mibilidi zima, Chazal say that if a person is bored, it brings to zima, the tarivis. Ubefrat v'yamim hakdoshim Shabbos in yotel v'chadema, that people are oichel v'shoise v'sameach b'simchas bitnam hamleyala, that they fill their boichs, and they go out to shpatzir to walk. These are his drushes that he told his community. And we already made known in the Beis Knesset the other day. We shouldn't hear of such things. It's not enough for us that we're nav and nad during the week, bein seinenu, to have to work very hard to make ends meet. And Shabbos Kodesh, that we have a little bit of rest, that we don't use it to be ma'ayin in a chumish b'lashon Ashkenaz, right? The art schools of those days, or b'shari svarim, or other books which we can read, lahar oizen lishmer kelimudim milam dehem, to learn Torah, right? To use the opportunity to grow, and in chas v'shalom, if we don't, then it can go the other direction. So that's if what the Zohar says is a chilul Shabbos, alachas kama v'kama, something like this. And the Chafetz Chaim here, the Maror Malkam got cut off. It's not in the Mishnah Berurah, it's in one of his Sfarim. He writes, Shamati Sharuri Noiro, I heard terrible things that during Shabbos Kodesh and the Mayadim, which are days called Mikrei Kodesh, to learn Torah and to grow in Yerushalayim, Zachas and Meshabbos and Katre, Nepach Babasin HaRabim, Ay Shegavar HaSatan, and on Erev Shabbos and on Yotiv, Madpisim Oysan, Kefil Kiflam B'Maisach. He's talking about the newspapers. The newspapers. Umapisim Oysan B'Goyonash, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Erev Yontiv, they mix in. In the Gilyonis, they're going to have what's it called, articles and perhaps other publications. The Harbi Machin Ben Yisom Mevalim is called Yom Shabbos Kodesh Kriyas Yonim Eilu. People are reading the news and they're reading, you know, the magazines. Oil Yis Naim Shekach Shemas Vayli Naim Shekach Rois. But we've come obviously in Rabbim that we're Mezazel the Kedusha Shabbos V'Chagim. So that's a Teicher for Bnei Torah for sure. That Shabbos is the time, you know, to know to learn Torah. Learn Torah, and for Balabatim of higher asagas, it's not a time, although it's very good for some people, the mishpachas and the amis and these things. It's, for some people, it's very good because they would be who knows what they would be reading and looking at and doing if not for those magazines. But a Ben Torah, a person who's a Ben Aliyah, needs to know that it's not for him. If during the week, fine, that's one thing. But on Shabbos Kodesh, you know, even though he thinks that it's a sman to relax, it's not the time for that. It's the time for higher hasagas and learning Torah and Yerushimayim and b'chule b'chule. Vayter on Shabbos afternoon. So we have to consider the fact that a Jew needs to make mea brachas every day. So the Shulchan Aruch, and in the Beis Yis, if he goes on this, yar b'peirus and magadam u'minei reyach, to have fruits in the afternoon, l'hashlim minya mea brachas. To be cognizant of that, the Brisker Rebbe was very much had a pachat every Shabbos about being mashan mea brachas, because since we're cutting out many of the weekday brachas in the Shmona Esrei, so we're left having to make like 20 to 30, maybe a little bit more brachas. Because of that, and of course, there's a tashlumen in the fact that there are some brachas in the Shabbos Shmona Esrei, and the poskim say that you can count the brachas from Birchas HaTorah to be yotzei them, and the brachas of the Haftorah can also be included. But it's something to be aware of that unless a person has perus and megadim and so on, so he may fall short of the mei bracha. Something to be aware of. In the Shabbos afternoon also, so there's different minhagim, which is also mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, you have here, that in the summer months to say Pirkei Avos Shabbos afternoon, and in the winter months, in the shorter Shabbos, it's the Sheshir HaMalos, V'chol Makom Lefi Minhagai. We're not so knowing, I think, in our communities to be oisik in that, but it is something very virtuous to have Shurim Shabbos afternoon, as far as I speak about that, Asherim Pirkei Avos, which really just represents an inyun of Torah and Yerushalayim and Midos Tovos. It's a time to think about these things, so the Sfarim praise, of course, that if there's what's called the drush of the Rav Shabbos afternoon, especially along Shabbos, is considered to be very Shabbosic, and of course something which is very worthwhile to attend. Now, when to daven mincha on Shabbos afternoon, we see here that on the bottom that the Chassam Sefer he heard and he saw by Rav Nosson Adler, who was his Rebbe, to daven mincha on Shabbos early mincha. At the time when the sun is at its peak, and that was considered to be, I guess, in Pnimius and Eisaratzon. However, it's accepted by Talmid Baal Shem Tov for sure not to do so, and in some Sfarim they say that's not what should be done, as you see here from the Nimuki Arachayim, which is the Gilyoinus of the Munkacher on Arachayim Shulchan Aruch. He writes, Shamati b'peh kadosh from my father, the Dakei Tshuva from Munkach, Shekeven should be Tzvilas HaMinchahu His Gabras HaDinim, Rachman HaLetzan. Normally during the week, Mincha is a zman, which we know Yitzchak, it's a zman of dinim, or lehilachem negdan. And there's a war which takes place. So therefore, we push off the zman mincha. It could be he's talking about, it seems like he's talking about just tamazai, you know, pushing off mincha every day towards later in the day. But even on Shabbos Kodesh, it's a zman that as we get closer and closer to the zman of what's called Raiva the Raivin, so it means that there's a tigboiris, strengthening of the racham and the chassadim which takes place there. And we're going to, in Mitzvah Shem, now speak about mincha and the zman of Shalosh Shudis and Rav Derav Mitzvah Shem, just the beginning of that towards the end of the shiur, the few minutes which we have left where we get to the stories. So mincha is already coming upon that zman of what we know is the tachlis of Shabbos Kodesh, because Shabbos is always getting higher and higher as it goes on in Kedusha, Malin v'Kodesh v'Meridin. And almost like when we began this series going last year, from the beginning, I was very excited about getting to like now. So speaking about Shalosh Shudis, so for me, it's like a special simcha to speak about Shalosh Shudis. You know, many many hours of finally in the Higiyah Lekan. So it says here in Shara Kavanas from the Ari, Aliyas Ha'Olamos between the Mincha Shal Shabbos, he tachlis kol ha'aliyas. What we are able to achieve in terms of Aliyas Ha'Olamos, so whatever that means, that the Olamos are going up from moment to moment on Shabbos Kodesh, so we reach the tachlis of that by Mincha on Shabbos. The Yaivitz here says, Be'ez Ratzon, the Mincha Shal Shabbos, as we'll see in Mitzvah Shem, that Shabbos Mincha is called an Eitz Ratzon, Sheboi Tihiyah HaGu'ula B'mher V'minu Amin. That it's going to be the Zman where the Gu'ula will come, and although it may seem contrary to different Chazal, that can't come during Friday afternoon, or can't come on Shabbos Kodesh, but there's many inyan in the Sfarim HaKadoshim why that's not the case, and it certainly can come, Pikach Nefesh Deicha Torah, Deicha Shabbos, etc. So there's a Kabbalah that the Yaivitz says that the Gu'ula will come Mincha afternoon. The source of that, at least perhaps one of them, is the next Maya Malgam, is Shiboli Aleket from the Rishonim. And he says, I found in the summer of Nasan Bar Machir, I found Lomar Oim Minchan Shamas Vani Svi Lasi, which we're going to speak about in Mitzvah Shem next year. Bishol Shetzara Achreina, Shlo Yiniyasam Elam Kamayha. The final Tzara that the world will endure, which there will never be anything like it, which I believe we're coming to very soon in Mitzvah Shem. Tihya Be'ikve Haket Tes Chadash, and that will take 9 months. The whole thing will be 9 months long, which is like a leida. Shenemar lechein yitneim ad esiyo leida yolada. V'hayim ha'achron, the last day of this tzara, tichbat ha'tzara mikol shel lifneim, will be even worse than all the days preceding it. V'yayim Shabbos yihyeh, it'll be a Shabbos. V'chal ha'yayim tiyah ha'tzara ades ha'mincha. And that Shabbos will be so painful until Minchan Shabbos. V'oz yihyu yisroh nanin b'mincha u'miyad yaveh Mashiach v'yashiyenu. Amazing source going back to Shmuel Aleket. Perhaps that's what the Ibetz is referring to. Now, this next Maimakam from the Zohar Kaddish, which is really the Pesach into understanding what this means, the Zman of Minchan Shabbos, says the Zohar Kaddish, and there's a number of the Shrine Tekkes in the Zohar. We just took one of them. B'yoyim the Shabsa, on the day of Shabbos, Kadmata Eden, the Slice of the Mincha, when Mincha approaches, Raiva Deraivim Ishtakach. This is where the Lashon comes from, that we refer to the Zman of Mincha Shabbos as Raiva Deraivim, which means the Ratzon of Al Ritzainais, which is present. V'atika Kadisha, and what's called the Keser, which is called Atika Kadisha, Gal Yeratzon Delay reveals its Ratzon. And of course, this is very, very difficult to understand. V'chol Dinim Miskafen, and all the Dinim are pressed down and overcome. The ratzon can be found and the simcha can be found. Going on to the next ramakon, which is the shakavonis, which is the ari, which is really just an explanation of the Zohar Kaddish. Hine b'mei hachol be'esa mincha, during the days of chol mincha time, hine es tzara, at the time of tzara, shahadinim is galanot. It's a zman of din. But mincha Shabbos is called an etz ratzon, as it says in the idra. Lachin anu oimim b'pasag v'ani svilasi, like we say, lacha Hashem etz ratzon. To say that this is different. That's an even higher rachamim, like we'll see from Rabbunim tomorrow, why Shabbos and Mincha is a special, special ratzon. And this idea of what the Sfarim say, that it's called the Gili of the Ratzon, and we'll see maybe more specific why I'm looking for that tomorrow. It's what's called the Gili of the Metzach of Atik, says the Yaivitz, quoting the Ari, by Mincha in Machasim Hapanim Betalus. So there's an Indian that the Shiach Tzibor, the Rebbe or Tzadikim, that they Mekan the Divi Ari, the Ari says to wear the Atalus and to put on the Talus even in Mincha and Shabbos before you say Vanis Filasi or while you say Vanis Filasi. So when you do so, not to cover the forehead, although the Talus is able to go down and to droop, especially during Shabbos where there's no tefillin. So usually you have to maybe leave the tefillin a little bit revealed, but on Shabbos it can come all the way down. So he says, but not to do so by Minchan Shabbos, so that the Misgala Metzach Da'atik, that since the Metzach, the forehead, has a certain revelation and there's certain Gilui Rachamim which emanate from the forehead at that time, so to leave that open and to not to cover that. And Mitzvah Shem tomorrow we'll speak a little bit more about the davening of Mincha, the Kriyas HaTayra, and the Zman HaMesugal, and the moving in Mitzvah Shem into Shalosh Shodes, which will take more than one Shir Mitzvah Shem. Take a look at the stories in the back. I spoke about the shluf of the Arizal on Shabbos afternoon. So the Reb Chaim Vital brings a ma'isa with Moiri Haria Kaddish that he was once sleeping Shabbos afternoon nap. And Rabbi Avraham Alevi was one of the Hasidim. He came in and he saw that the Rebbe, that the Ari was sleeping 2 to 3 hours. Right? And the Ari said, Shena is Bechla Loinik Shabbos. Right? And he saw that the Arizal's mouth while he was sleeping was moving. So he asked the Rav woke up, the Ari woke up, and he apologized for what he thought that he had woken up the Ari from his sleep. It's probably petrified from doing so. So he asked the Ari, he says, why was your mouth moving? So he said, while I was sleeping, I was in the Yeshiva Shalmala, and I was learning the Inyanim of Balak and Bilam, Dvarim Neflaim, amazing things. Like, this is from the Rav Chaim Vital selling this over. So he asked the Ari if you could just share me a few of the Torahs which you were learning. So the Ari said, Chayecha, I swear by your life, Im hayisi dorish shmonim shanim etzufim yamim v'layla, if I would darshan what I learned for 80 years straight, day and night, Masha Shamatia, what I learned in this sleep, any yachol lahashem, wouldn't be enough time to teach you. This is the sleep of the Arizal. Right, so if we can learn like that, we could sleep 2-3 hours. Take a look at the Darkei Chaim, which is the Tzanzerov. Shabbos Kodesh, after the Shabbos Suda, he would lay down the covered Shabbos Kodesh. He would take off his Shabbos clothes and his shoes. Afidu kishlo haya oichahus lishim rak hei minute, meaning even if he only had 5 minutes left till mincha, or if he only had 5 minutes to sleep, he would do so. And then he would wake up, it says, b'kol rash, like with a thunder, v'lavash atzma, put on his clothes again, and then run to the base medrash to daven mincha. That was the sleep of the Tzanzerov. That was his Tainig on Shabbos, 5-minute nap. You know, the seconds he took into account and the I think they made a counting of how many hours he slept from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Shmini Atzeres. It was like 50 hours. It was like all that he slept for 40 days. He only slept like 50 hours. There's stories about him. He would fall asleep Friday night in Kiddush and wake himself up, and he would say, "I'm like a general in the army. How can I sleep?" The Tanzer never slept. The Tzaddikim said about him that he was Osik in Torah, Tefillah, Gemilas Chasadim all day. I mean, all day he was Osik in all three of those things. He was giving tzedakah all day. He was learning Torah all day, and he was davening all day. And it was lemalam min hateva how such a person could run. We have a story here. I couldn't not bring it about the Divrei Chaim that once Rabbi Elazar come from Komarna, the son of Isaacel, came. After his father passed away, he came to Tzanz to be by the Tzanz Arav. And he said, "You and your father and I were very big Yedidim." So he says that after the Shabbos Suda, he said, come into my room and we'll have a little bit of schnapps. We're going to drink together." So he says, he looked at the clock, and it was about 3 o'clock before Tfilas Mincha. I guess maybe it was in the winter months. And he thought to himself, "How can I go in and I have something to drink? It's almost mincha. I have to start preparing myself." But he couldn't turn down the Tzanz Rav. So he went into the room with the Tzanz Rav. And it says that the Tzanz Rav put on the table a very big flask of beer. I guess it was beer. Which was very, very strong, like Yayin Tziraf. It was very, very strong, heavy stuff. He said, "I couldn't only drink only a chatzi kais." But the Tzanz Rav drank 2 big glasses of it. And then I thought to myself, "How can this is an eyewitness account?" He says, "I thought to myself, how can a person drink so much? He's for sure going to be shikur after that." So he says, "So the Rav said, the Tzanz says, I'm going to lay down now before mincha, and but the Kamarna, you know, Rav Elazar said, how can I? It's only a few minutes till mincha. I can't lay down now." So he says, "I went to the base medrash to prepare for davening." And he says about 10 minutes after I went to the base medrash and the Tzanz went to lay down, I came into the Beis Medrash, and the Rav was already there, and he was screaming, "Ashe Yoshe Beisacha," which means that he only slept how many minutes within the 10 minutes? And he was already beat me to the Beis Medrash, and he was saying, "Ashe." That was the Tzanz Rav. The Chavina Rav, I've seen this Maisa once before, it's a Zisa Maisa. He says, one time on Shabbos afternoon, there was a knock on the door, and there was a young child who was knocking. The Chavina Rav opened the door. He says, "What can I do for you?" He says, "I came to be tested in my learning." So he says that the Rav had understood that the parents had sent him there. And he let the child in and he gave him a little bit of a bechina. After the bechina, he told him, you know, "If you wouldn't mind not coming at this time again, because this is when I take my Shabbos nap." So the child says, "I'm so sorry that I disturbed you from my sleep." And then he said, "I didn't know that the Rav sleeps on Shabbos." So the Chavina Rav, when he heard that, he says, "Mina Shemayim, they sent this child to tell me that how could you sleep on Shabbos? That a Rav should sleep on Shabbos Kodesh? He has to be awake to learn at the Paskin Shilas." He said, "After that, I never slept again on Shabbos," said the Chavina Rav. He took a musr from a young child. He says, the next story was from Yechiel Meir from Gustinin. He was the son of the Marv Shemesh. He says that he heard once that the Balabatim and the Na'arim, that they weren't spending their Shabbos as properly. That they were, like we said before, from the Chassam Sefer, not Azoy, but they weren't using Shabbos as a time for learning and for davening. He was called up to the Torah, and after his aliyah, he made a clap on the bima. And then he started to say, "Echbet ibed ha-heliga Torah." He was asking mechila from the Torah, asking mechila from the heliga Torah. And he was repeating that and repeating that. For a half an hour, he was repeating that. And everybody was listening and watching, and kimat yatzu nishmasam, the neshamas almost left and not knowing what was going on. So he said, "Shamati, I heard that there are people, balabatim, that they're singing songs of Gaisha songs and spending their Shabbos this afternoon, Chalila, which is an Oiter Skula, not doing it the way that we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be saying Tehillim or learning Kavayashar. And if you do so, I promise you, you're going to have a week which will be very Mesugal Benachas of having Parnasa Berevach." That's what he said. But he begged the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mechila Satayra, that the Yidden were not spending in his community time learning properly and using it b'kedusha. In terms of mincha and Shabbos Kodesh, just one note about that, one story. So the Atzei Chaim from Seged, he told over that once he was in Shinova, which is by the Shinova Rav, and he went to take a little bit of a rest Shabbos afternoon, and when he woke up, it was already very dark. And he thought that he had missed mincha, right? And that already was time for Avdalah. When he came to the Beis Medrash, the Rebbe wasn't even there for mincha yet, the Shinova Rav. And the Shinova Rav said that it's makubal by the tzaddikim to daven minchan Shabbos Kodesh at a time that it's already mutter for a yid to do melacha. And he said, from the Nasvider, that in Shinova, that already they lit candles by Mincha and Shabbos because it was so dark, they were lighting candles. I mean, they had a guy, somebody would set a mavdil and they lit candles by Mincha. But there was an Indian to daven Mincha and Shabbos, but also by the tzan, by the Samarav also, it was very, very late. And the Chalad and Tzadikim went very late, but it doesn't mean that they had to daven Mincha so late. But you see, that by some Tzadikim, they had an Indian to daven Mincha very, very late on Shabbos Kodesh. Okay? She'll be Zechet to the Yom Shekudu Shabbos, and Mincha Lecha Yoel Amen.